That vocal accent.
Can't understand.
I think I get it.
So what do you want the probe to do? Go to floor.
Basically, I want the probe to go into low orbit around the planet and see if there's anything follows it, the probe down.
And just going to orbit the planet, like, in...
As
like,
you can orbit.
Slowly going in?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that'd be a lot better than trapping it in the middle.
I don't know if, they, if yours will work, because once you get around the planet, it can't scan you. It can't find you anymore.
Okay.
It's hard to scan through.
Do you want it?
Sure.
I mean, we might be able to make the probe where, if it doesn't seem to be following it into the decaying orbit, it can speed up and gain a real orbit again.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just keeps doing that. Wait, let's stick solar panels on it or something. I can just do this for millennia.
Well, it's eventually going to get crushed. You're gonna
what? No, well, but what if it doesn't follow into the decaying orbit?
Okay,
then we want to speed it up and just have it follow this thing for the rest of time, right?
True.
So
well,
we need some like you know some antimatter propulsion or something along those lines.
That's true. Probes don't last forever.
Antimatter and you can put a maybe an antimatter bomb in there just in case.
That'll only take a month, sir. We barely had any time.
Well, all you need is a series of these in geosynchronous orbit. Just turns on the sensory thing, turns off.
What sort of power?
Can I don't know? Can it work with solar batteries or something?
Not really, because it sounds pretty far away. You can't. You're not gonna get that much energy out of the gas, right?
Is
that something that will suck energy out of the cloud? That one's pretty hard. I can't figure that one out. We won't have to worry about any of those.
Yeah. Kill them all the time.
What kind of money is that?
Make it a little tiny.
She must. Come under my bed. Or, you know, a simple refrigeration unit or something.
No, you can rig the probe to go. The probe should last a month.
Well, I guess we could always match up with the probe and pep it up after Nova.
That's good. But what about those poor Romulan souls?
Can't kill them.
They're already dead. They just want to be released.
Well, I don't want to kill this.
Yeah, those Romulans. I don't care. They're
yeah. Well, you know, so they're sorry. Dead. This is alive.
Okay.
You don't kill stuff to make dead things feel better. Sort of fundamental principle.
Life, I killed the dead thing.
What?
Life, I killed the dead thing.
All right, so you send the probe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it chase the probe?
It chases the probe, like, you know, into orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So you just... Okay, so if it actually chases the probe down into the atmosphere, does it keep going until it gets crushed?
Yeah.
We might as well start rigging up a second one. Hey, let's write up this how to make a probe into a cloaked sensor emitter and send it to whatever.
Darkly Science.
Boy Science Magazine or whatever.
Yeah, co-author. They're all for that.
Co-author it.
Okay.
Collaboration. I love that.
So, you just... You know, you're watching it from the view screen, I suppose.
Yeah.
You want to scan it?
No.
Okay. So it goes around, eventually the probe gets crushed, and it kind of, the cloud sort of stays there. It's kind of hard to tell, you know, just looking at it. You can scan it.
Isn't that one of those things that you don't need the captain's permission to do? I thought it was.
Do it. I mean, if we don't scan it, we won't know if it's coming to get us.
You can't tell immediately. I mean, you'd have to wait like a day or something.
To see if it's coming at us?
Yeah, if it's coming out.
Yeah, scan it.
Scan it, it'll come right out.
Well, we just do a regular scan, not the high-end scan.
It's not the high-end scan. Well, it's the low-end scan that's caused.
Okay, do the high-end scan.
Yeah. science can't won't tell us anything.
The science can't doesn't even hit it.
The science can't. It's crap.
Right fucking back out. What we do is put a fucking beak in here.
No, we got another probe ready.
What you do is put a probe out here that just doesn't scan, just visually looks to see if the damn thing comes out. And we leave.
Why don't we just stay here for a day?
All right, we can do that too. Somebody else is
going to
take over.
we won't know for sure for another 20 years. By then, we'll be back then.
Right. So you come back the next day. Oops, still there. All right. Some team will be coming out.
So we put a probe here. We put a beacon here so we can light the probe flare. Which is just like a invite, you know.
You know, everyone's going to probe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we could leave
leaping
a detailed message saying...
Leaping energy being, do not disturb.
Yeah, if you probe, an energy being will come out,
torture,
eat your ass.
Romulan souls. Do not free them.
That's right. Damn them.
That'd be a way to free the tortured Romulan souls. It's mean leaving.
We could set him over towards Romulan space and then tell him about it.
For good, nice rest. Try and suddenly contact him.
I don't know. I feel better the next day. Yeah, you feel good.
Do I have any weird dreams or anything?
Make a receptive empathy.
Were they nocturnal?
Oh, but she's thinking it's a little easier to get.
Eight.
Get the feeling that not satisfied.
Actually,
I'm not satisfied with what you guys have
happy
been
or
so
satisfied?
Far. Not satisfied.
Okay, they're not satisfied with our solution to the problem.
Okay. Anyone more satisfied than before, right?
No, not really, because they're still in pain. They're still, you know,
yeah,
trapped
they more
here forever.
They're in pain.
They're in pain? No one told me they were in pain. I thought they were in ennui.
Tortured.
No, I don't think it's ennui.
Ennui is pretty torturous.
Pain may be too much to say. More like, you know,
just
you're confined for 200 years.
But you're confined with all your pals.
I bet you didn't like rap music and you're forced to listen to it for 200 years.
Well, I heard that. You look like it, right?
But
I just believe.
I mean, you're trapped with your pal.
You're all saying, it sucks. God, this sucks.
Can you tell a new goddamn story?
He's eating air like, yeah, heard it.
So... we can leave it here. It'd probably be fine for a couple months, you know. And just kick it up back upstairs and let someone else handle it. Or you could come up with a brilliant solution now.
Cool. Are there any chunks of it that are any more or less dense? It's all just sort of uniform, the same thing.
Yeah.
So
it varies a little.
What if we sent in some sort of antimatter-matter containment field into it, and we capture part of it, because apparently it's all the same uniform structure. So, you know, like, getting a cup of water is relatively the same as getting, you know, a bucket of water.
You kill it
down. So, you know, we get a cup of water.
Like, contain
and
part of it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure.
Contain
that's
it.
Is that
doable? Know, whatever.
Can we contain part of something?
Since it's uniform, you know, just contain a little bit of it. Then we'll have a sample of this fabulous new life form.
So
in fact, we could take two parts of it. Let's say it's spleen and it's toe, and they could become lovers.
Well, figure out how you get a containment unit in there without the containment unit getting sucked of its power.
You have to make it extremely high power.
True.
You have to make it powered by Mantra, I think, and it matters, but...
No, that's kind of hard.
Let's go in there with an antimatter explosion.
Yeah, no, isn't that
not at all antimatter?
Yeah, is there anything that will just fuck up a ship if you go through it?
Yeah. Like an energy that goes through?
Yeah, like you take a ship into this X type of energy. It just fucks up the ship.
The ship goes into broken glass.
Exactly. Nails on the highway. Because if in the center of the thing is a cloaked Romulan bird of prey or whatever, and we haven't been able to detect it yet, and it's getting its power source from the ship, we could just get the damn ship to be non-cloaked anymore. We can kill it off and with it in power.
Do you think the Romulans have a bird of paradise?
No, they're your ship model.
Yeah, like solar storms.
Yeah.
Ion clouds, that kind of stuff could damage a ship with its shield down.
And a nebula. Well, it has to have a shield down at this point.
Well, I would think.
It's close.
Yeah, that's true. Back then it had to be. We could just bring it close to the sun. We could just tuck that baby out of there and bring it around the sun again.
You think that there's a cloak? Klingon, or no, not Klingon, Romulan ship trucking around inside of that cloud for the last 200 years?
Well, whatever, and whatever cloak.
I think it's probably saved in there the same way that people are.
But I thought the people were just ghosts. So you think it's a ghost ship?
Something like that.
Oh, that's
back then, by the way, back then, just so I know, back then was this Romulan territory? It's still
yes, it was.
Oh, it's all.
So, what is it now?
Right, now it's Federation territory.
All right.
But it, well, because the Federation, Earth pretty much won the war.
We will.
So they got this bunch of territory.
We win.
And then,
just win.
Give it over to the Federation.
And our explosion.
How did we win the war?
She did a lot more damage than we were. And Earth, and Romulus found out that, Andorians were going to help her. So Andoria was ready, coming to the war on Earth's side. They had a fleet ready.
They found out the pool from the
fleet. So Andorians were the antenna guys?
Yeah, the blue antenna.
Yeah.
They're really warlike.
Oh, wow.
So then they disappeared.
I thought we shared the same soul pool.
Same what?
So cool.
All our oceans were seeded by the same people.
It's a different series.
Oh, damn!
Well, so can anybody think of how we could go in and capture part of this beam? Since it's all uniform, that seems fine.
Well, we'll have to get a warp bubble, a small, get close enough to the warp bubble.
See, we have to have containment fields around the generators of the first containment field. And then we have to have
bigger boxes.
Hey, that's... Yeah, you could have a big containment field surrounding a generator, which then has a little containment field. Good thing.
Well, but see, the bigger one wouldn't be big enough. We would have to have containment fields here, and then containment fields around the generators on each end, and then that would be kind of hard.
All this talk, man, make me hungry for donuts.
See, that way the generators won't be drained, right? So,
I think, yeah, you could do that. I think you could do that.
That would take about 3 years.
Quick. Just tell me. If you finish your last article, you'll start this one.
Is that something you'd want to do anyway?
Do you mind if we only save part of it? The rest of it blow up?
Well, even if you don't blow up the rest of it, you should grab part of it.
Let's save the Romulan part.
Exactly. Maybe you'll get a Romulan in that bit. And free it.
Save the Romulan part.
You
can't
walk out of the rest of it. The phaser.
Analyze what you scanned so far and see if it's truly uniform. Or see if there's...
Analyze
what you've scanned so far.
All right, got it.
Is it truly uniform?
Or if it's, ionized in patterns or anything like that.
Well, when we fired phasers at it, we hit something. So maybe we can figure out what we hit.
I think it absorbed it.
Yeah, it absorbed it.
That's high energy.
Slightly different concentration. I mean... It sort of varies a little bit. But pretty much uniform.
But it's a gas, so it's going to swirl around.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't hardly hurt it. It took out, you know, mason jar from its bulk.
Ah, it died.
It's all delicate.
We actually set up this giant, flexibly permeable membrane to make it go through it, and we'll capture all the argon. We'll capture all the...
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oxygen.
So what's what makes up most of it? Nitrogen or what?
Yeah, we'll have to go from big hole to little hole.
What kind of energy does it suck up? Electrical energy? Apparently it doesn't suck up potential energy.
Everything ends up on the floor.
Yeah, the worst monster ever.
Potential energy monster. Worse than that, you lack the desire to pick anything
up. It's not here, but it could be any minute. Everything but antimatter. So most of the energy sources but antimatter.
Aha! Antimatter. That's the key.
What? Yeah, it's the key, but I don't know what.
Does it suck up like heat?
Not really. Well, high energy heat. It doesn't, like.
Sucks up high heat?
Like a fire, probably.
High
but heat. not a person. You haven't done enough heat.
Well, it preserves life, right?
So well, what if you combine.
That's true.
Combine the energy that came off of humans with a special kind of fusion. How about that? But they
take that. What if there's a fusion between a human and the eye?
Human smelling fusion.
And it's on the planet, right?
Yeah, inside the planet.
What? Yeah, it's in the atmosphere. But it's pretty much about where it was before.
So,
you know, that kind of area.
Stay there for a little bit. We want to destroy it.
I think it would stay there for the next 200 years if we leave it alone.
The next bonehead
goes
on, yeah. I don't think we can contain part of it.
Because really? I think we could very easily destroy it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that very easily part.
I think.
Yeah, but Eric wants the extra XP of saving it.
I think we could.
If we could capture it, I'd get lots more XP.
I think we could destroy it.
You'd be right. But
I'm a pacifist.
We can't communicate.
You're a pacifist?
Yeah.
You don't mind, we can't.
Well, that's true. You're a Vulcan.
But Vulcans aren't known. PSE.
Kill, kill, kill.
Always, but logically.
Gripping one another's neck.
Is it possible to make a big one with one-on-one?
Hey, wait, generator? Now that you're back, can you could spend a couple of days trying to talk to it.
Sure.
It's apparently more complex than data.
Yeah, but it can't communicate with them.
Maybe it can. No, because the Romulans are getting in the way. I can try to tunnel through the Romulans.
Well, try to talk to it, not other people.
Yeah, I know. Alright, I'll give that some more tries.
My mind to your mind.
Then whatever. Pull up the feet or motion.
Is there any way I can talk?
One's easier than the other?
Motions are usually easier.
Okay.
Is there any way I could pump, like, my Melba Thurman for try?
You gonna pump her?
That's probably not a good idea.
The way it's swirling around.
My Melba's a very fresh
universal translator picking that up.
Wait, so we're back in the one generator. Is it possible to make a bigger containment field?
It'd be very
convenient field.
You don't need a big containment field.
It'd be hard to set up. It'd be more delicate if like one of them failed. But yeah, possible.
Dangerous.
15.
What are you trying to say? Or emotion?
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Motion of?
Big gaseous thing.
Actually, screw it. Let's do words. I don't think I can talk to it sensibly in emotions. Convey what we're trying to convey.
Okay.
The people it's preserved are, you know, in pain, and it's not actually doing them any favors.
It's not in pain, it's
but, you know, people are meant, when they die, to go where they're supposed to go. Not stay in one place.
To a picture of heaven and hell.
Yeah, whatever. Explain the concept of an afterlife.
Now let them go.
If it's useful to put courage points into that, to, that's the best roll I'm ever going to make.
That's a pretty good roll. Okay, make a receptive telepathy.
You're destroying the house.
I'm molding.
How could you?
Oh, no, you're destroying it. Jelly? So you're molding it? Because that's cool.
Wow. Got an 8.
I don't mind you mold the fuck out of it.
It really molds like a motherfucker.
The stairway is
gone.
Yeah. They destroyed it.
You get
here.
A feeling of contentment. How good. Express it.
I'm full.
Like, you know, a job well done.
Okay. The energy cloud seems perfectly happy with the way things are.
Really? That's encouraging. Send an image of us killing it and never collecting another thing to toss those bastards out.
That's my idea.
How do you like that, Mr. Smile?
I'll try to send images of the Romulans being very angry and...
Send images of Paul Orth.
It's blowing up.
Something about antimatter.
Oh, you can't control my emotions.
Maybe it's... See what it sends back.
Okay, just in general, antimatter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Antimatter.
See how it feels about antimatter.
Okay, make a roll.
It just didn't know about it. Now that it knows about it, it can eat it.
It never occurred to it.
What energy?
Nice.
Wow. Make a receptive again.
8.
You might need a 9.
Yeah. Don't really get anything back.
Did you imagine more. Matter and then put a big red sign and a flash through it?
No, there's things we don't care.
You get a.
We just don't matter.
You get a.
Ooh,
look at this. You get an image of the Discovery, which is your ship,
uh-huh.
And the clouds racing towards it,
uh-huh.
And then the Discovery shoots and destroys.
Okay.
But you think it's a, you know, got some Romulan tints to it.
My Romulan's getting in the way again.
The wrong one's just taking an image of us kicking
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, God.
The wrong one seemed really keen for that.
Send an image of, like, a Vulcan picking flowers and skipping through a man. Smoking pot.
No.
Why not? That's why we're coming with that.
I'll send it the picture of, like, us shooting torpedoes at it and it exploding and the Romulans, like, getting out happy.
Oh, okay, make a roll. Send an NPC.
So now you're threatening it.
I'm not too sure what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I actually don't
want to
threaten it.
Maybe he's hoping
to pick
up on it.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it underneath.
He's hoping the Romulans will pick up on it and make them all happy. Give them a little hope.
That's very unfortunate.
I'll send it a picture of, you know, it of the Romulans inside it being all sad, and then the Romulans getting outside it being all happy.
So all right.
Let them out.
So, regurgitation.
they're not happy. Let them out.
Then my people will out.
Oh, wait.
15 again. Sending.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
8. Receiving.
I'm totally gonna puke.
Let them out.
Maybe it's supposed to keep the Romulans.
Okay.
Why?
You know, it takes 2 to fall in love.
Maybe
what's wrong with
it? Well, okay. Maybe the Romulans were his,
okay, this
were
is kind of complicated, but I could preserve.
Hey, Dad, have you heard of, have you thought of threatening it? Where'd he go? There he is.
No.
So you get a message back. It's like,
we have the ability to destroy it and keep it from trapping any more souls.
It's like the Romulans.
God.
Show a picture of us catching part of it in a jar. Show it being like a painful part, like a left nut.
Okay.
A hydrogen cloud
of... Alright, so it's a picture of like all the Romulans. Well,
whoa.
Like lots of creatures.
Okay.
Oh,
and they're all peaceful lying down. Right.
Okay.
And then there's a picture of the planet behind it,
uh-huh.
Rotating like really quickly.
Okay.
Trying to show the passage of time.
Okay, so they live forever. Okay.
Could be.
It's showing. Okay, so it's trying to say that, you know, as long as they stay in there, they're going to live forever. Or something.
Do that queen song. Who wants to live forever?
Okay, I'll try to send it a picture. I'll send it a picture of, you know, a person. With the world spinning behind it real fast, you know, like
okay.
Like the passage of time,
same
sort of idea, but then like zoom in like inside their head for their mind,
uh-huh.
And show that like getting old and dying anyway.
But that's not true.
Yeah, you don't
in
know
their
that.
Mind they're getting old and dying.
They
aren't. You're presuming stuff.
They're clearly pissed
off.
Know. Dead people aren't pissed off.
Okay, send a receipt.
Oh, and then on superimposed on that.
You ain't fancy enough.
This is getting too fancy.
No, fine.
The idea that, you know, the cloud's little mind
is little.
That the picture of the normal of the Romulans normal happy people beings,
uh-huh.
Whatever, are still happy in the mind of the cloud. So it's like, you know, if he lets them go, as long as he still remembers them, then he's actually preserving them. Preserving the memory of them. You know, if he lives forever, he's preserving the memory of them. That's as good as preserving them actually, because by preserving them, actually, they're actually still dying anyway.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I'm not sure.
It's kind of complicated, but...
Just show him the thing at the end of Star Trek 2. He's really alive, you know.
14.
Okay.
I'm going to put extra points in that if I think
yeah.
I need to.
He's also really alive
to make
go back
clearer.
In a few months and pick him up.
Maybe
he's probably alive.
Okay, I'll stick a point in there to make it a 15. And then receiving 9. I can make that a 10 or something if that helps.
Well, this is fine.
Perfect, too. I feel young.
Okay. And I'm awful.
It was something to tell me for my birthday.
Jeez.
Other days I'm a lot better.
I can't think of a picture. Okay, so tell
you.
Look at him, pal.
You're my
fucking
stuff.
Look at him, pal. I'm tired of the images. Ask me what you want.
So it disagrees with you with the fact that they're still alive. As far as it knows, they're just preserved and they're happy.
My thoughts of it. They're not happy.
You're lying, he says. They are.
Just send it back to me.
Can I like, patch it through to the monitor?
Conference call.
Can I like absorb the pain and the angst and the whatever that the Romulans are sending out and send it at them? Send it at the cloud?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, I'll try
not
to
sure that will do anything.
I'll try to do that just to sort of convince
so
it.
So receive and send.
Now you're making it up.
Wow, that's a lot of sixes. 15.
Little app you put up.
And 15 and 9. Only thing I've got four dice in.
True. Just thinking, basically all it's you is, you know, you're sending out emotions, and you're saying, these are from the wrong. Yeah, right.
Can it talk to the Romulans?
No.
It can't talk to them directly because they're inside it.
Yeah. Well, the Romulans aren't really fucking.
Ghost guy must be.
To you. Well, mostly.
I'll try to shit. This could be here's an idea.
Since I'll let it possess me.
No. Since the Romulan presence seems to be strongly localized where the ship was when it got sucked up,
okay.
like this point in orbit where we encountered it. Is that
right.
Actually true?
That's pretty close, right?
Maybe if I can get it to go to that spot and sort of commune with the Romulans. I mean, maybe it can't pick up on them from where it is, but if it goes there, since it seems to be psychically sensitive,
this is a strange piece.
That if it goes to that spot.
Yeah,
I mean, so I could try to coax it out to go to that spot, but then we might have the problem of it running around again.
We could probably get it back to the planet again. What's the
same? Unless.
You know.
Federation probes aren't cheap.
Yeah,
please. Yeah. Welcome into your paycheck.
Oh, God, it's going to be docked at $4 billion. Okay.
Try it.
Tell it to go straight there.
Okay. I'll try to convince it to go to where the Romulan presence is strongest and try to talk to the Romulan presence itself if it doesn't believe me.
Wait, is it an option to convince it that it's got a clever idea there? We'd like to get a sample of its race and preserve it.
Okay, I can also, while it's going, talk to it and say, you know, how would it feel if it just got stuck, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No, I didn't mean because of that. I just went along one and one of it.
I'll also try to project, you know, exactly, you know, what state the Romulans are stuck in and say, you know,
right.
This is what they're going through. Can you understand how this is not pleasant?
Shit. No, that's actually
Make it like a psychology roll.
Okay.
Japan's part psychology.
Is it the academy?
It's not psychoanalysis. And,
not a really intelligent clown.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, you know.
Reasoning with it isn't going to work.
For a fart, it has not a moment.
It doesn't really have that much of a reasoning capability.
Okay.
You know, because
but
it's still, you know, half machine.
Okay, but
you
it's feeling,
part machine.
It has emotions somehow?
It has, like, emotions of, you know,
you
doing a good job. And
your achievement,
you know.
Do you figure out how, when, and where it was built, and by who?
Yeah.
All right, I can try talking to it about that. Tell me about yourself.
My parents beat me.
You mean I'm not really
remember.
Black?
Okay.
It's been around for a very long time.
That was a great movie.
A jerk?
Yeah. I'm explaining to Steve Martin that he wasn't black.
What?
Kitten jugglers.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't think it's gonna get it. It's still a machine. What? How is it a machine?
You explain them to a child, you know, you gotta beat the crap out of your
I sort of project the Romulan ship thing. You know, is that it?
Is this
what you are?
No,
I mean, what are you?
Micro?
Okay, but where is the
micro
machinery in the
cloud? Micro.
I think it might be
the cloud.
Oh, is this
beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something so. It's something that's beyond the edge that you can't really.
For the micro? I don't know.
So.
Maybe. I don't know. Ask it what its purpose is.
Stuck up energy.
Lots of it.
I can ask it directly if you know what it is. You know.
It has all the major malfunction.
I guess we can try to trick it into thinking it's, you know,
consume energy, preserve life.
Consume
energy, preserve life. Okay, that you know, right there, not something to preserve.
Your life, preserve yourself.
Ah!
That would be killing itself. Oh, wait.
The Vulcan crashed and says, on the photon torpedo.
Fire!
No! No! Whoops.
It's really the only way to
go. I thought it was the sensor, but see if you can figure out how to make it clock in its sensor band instead of through velocity.
Okay.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I'll try
teach
to
it.
I'll try to teach
the
it.
Block
hyper Morse code.
Yeah.
Okay. So you teach it.
Oh, good.
Wow.
You've given up.
Kevin wants to go home.
You idiot. Get it over with.
So that's a lot simpler, son. I can explain complex concepts.
No. So, you know, very... It's got a small vocabulary.
Okay, you teach a complex vocabulary now.
Red rock. Kill it, kill it!
Okay. Now what?
Okay, now that doesn't
I mean, don't...
Rat bastard.
Is it smart enough to be threatened? Not really.
I mean, if its major idea is to do its job, we can tell it that it
can't
do its job if it's blown up.
Did it do it to serve its purpose? Does that make it live?
It doesn't really have that concept that it's alive. I mean, that it's...
Problem solved. That's what I'm
saying. It doesn't have the concept of, you know, it's alive and, you know, I should do stuff to keep myself alive, you know, whatever. It's like, I just have a job. And, you know, this is how I do my job.
If you stop doing your job for a long time, would you be able to lose the ability to do your job?
It doesn't really.
Right. Let's try this for a while.
Feelings for the Romulans. Could you be expressed as can't live if living is without you?
No. Your arms are all safe.
If we can't reason it with it, we're probably going to have to destroy it.
It seems like the last option would be telling it that. Just
in
case it needs
anything. Really have, it doesn't really seem to have the capacity for reason. It's got, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong.
It doesn't really have a right, wrong thing.
It's got, you know,
this is what I do.
Because
right.
Just leaving it here is going to be a very big danger to the mind.
We could easily lead it to another energy source that it would happily feed off of. But
we could lead it to the sun.
Yeah, baby.
The sun.
Can it feed off the sun? Yeah.
It'll drain the sun.
What would lure it off of that?
Uh, actually the colony becomes different.
To be led off of it?
Yeah.
Isn't the sun the greatest source of energy ever?
Well, it's
but it would sense, it would be close enough that it would sense the people.
Yeah. To sense the fact that there's something there to preserve. Right.
Mm. Did it used to be really tiny? Now it's really big because it sucks a lot of life.
Why didn't it do that to us?
It likes it, or it doesn't like it.
Hey, that's probably got the life about to die while it's sucked in the energy. Or preserve it. Of course, it may have. We might be little clones of us in that. It might be the Nexus.
Hey, that's it.
It was about this time already. It's grown a little bit, but it's always been a fountain.
So it got middle-aged, got a little belly.
It was fear.
Yeah, why didn't it kill us? That's a good question.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Maybe we are just imagining all this. But inside?
Oh my God. Inside?
Well, why are those Romulans so whiny then?
Bunch of girls. So bad to me.
Bunch of little girls.
That's it. Into the holodeck.
So what's the answer to why it didn't try to
preserve us?
We are not worthy.
Is it because we weren't dead?
Oops.
Here I come. Sorry.
No!
I knew I forgot something.
I didn't preserve you because I didn't want to end the campaign.
No. It... Well, actually, it thinks that it preserved your ship. It thinks you're another ship.
Oh, so it doesn't distinguish the people in the ship from the ship?
It doesn't, well... It says it attacked the ship and absorbed it. Then it kept going, and then another ship came up. And he chased it to the planet, and over the planet.
So it did what it does, like, to us.
It's not very smart.
Who made him?
What? I don't even understand. Why didn't it kill us?
Who made them?
I think it did.
I think it killed us.
Mm-hmm. Who made them? Who made them?
I don't know.
It doesn't.
So, wait.
That's the key. That's the key.
When you were in school and your teachers asked you,
like a long time ago, was the antimatter containment in, you know, Romulan ships really simple or something? Like, you know, if there was an electrical short, all the antimatter exploded, or...
Well, yeah, structures back then were a lot more unstable.
How did it kill them? Actually, that's a good question to ask the Romulans. Can you ask them that?
You can try.
How did it kill them?
How did it kill you? How did it kill you?
Starvation was weak.
What happened?
The cloaking device. When it started affecting them.
Oh, well.
Okay, the cloaking device
overloaded. Well, it was an experiment.
Alright, so it shorted out the cloaking device and that blew up. And because the cloud was there when you died, it absorbed you.
Maybe. Plus, you can kill it now.
We're trying to convince it to let you go.
Right. So does that mean that the planet's in no danger, other than all the people on life support?
Lord knows they're in danger.
Emergency room. Oh, oops. There goes another one.
Just have
true.
To power them with warp energy.
Just a little information. It probably wouldn't kill everybody. Some people.
People?
Well, I mean, 2 billion people.
Somebody's if all the power goes that right time,
you know, you put all the power out of the city, someone's gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Plan brownout.
What?
Plan brownout.
Let's learn to live with it.
Well, that's not your maintenance period.
So, does it have copies of us? Does it have copies of that first ship that it saw 2 days ago, or whatever, 4 hours ago, whenever it was?
Yeah.
Really? Cool.
So we lift whatever.
It does.
All right.
Why don't you contact yourself?
You gotta make
I'm not kidding. Contact yourself. I can try.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Guys, the most reasonable person I talked to all day.
Copied impressions of us in it. No,
basically, it's just copied impressions.
Okay.
Is it? Since you're still, I mean, there's only one soul. So.
Okay.
Oh, shit. If we die, does this thing, do we then go into this?
That would suck.
Kill it. Kill it.
My foot slipped. Sorry.
But I can sense. I can sense an impression of myself in the cloud.
You know, this thing is solid. Really. You realize that. That ain't happening.
You're only getting you. Well, yeah, you're only sensing the mind.
Okay.
So wait. So when we die, does our soul go in that?
The hell.
I don't know, let's test it out. Sorry about that, Insight.
Contact is enough.
That's not cool at all.
Yeah.
Command's too tough there, Eric.
Oh, I can't think of anything to do.
No!
So we know what they would do when you were
knee deep in a gravity well by now.
I'm holding the notes for the real security officer. You're all trapped in the some ensign wants it to stay there. What do you say to that?
A lot like your situation is.
Someone can think of something else to do. We're gonna have to go to look at the planet and kill it.
Can you? Why don't you warn it to release everything
before we destroy it? Before we dismember it.